neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Experience, incident, it's called Mar'eh Habush, the Sene. So this incident for him was very surprising. How could such a thing take place? So he didn't know exactly what to do. So then we see, we are informed that Hashem noticed that he put a step forward. Bayar Hashem Kisar Lirot. He came forward. So then Hashem spoke with them, and the whole interview takes place. Resume, interview, and then he was appointed as a leader of Am Yisrael. So now, let's see, if he would not take his step forward, what would happen? So that means he would go back home, have some tea with Zipporah, and then continue working as a shepherd for Israel. So that's what the Gemara discusses, that his reaction actually was in three ways. How did he respond to it? There's a three different ideas. So now, what do we learn from here? What do we learn? So we learn from here the opportunities in life that's only is offered once in a lifetime, they call it. Such as? Chazaru Baruch. Beautiful. Very nice. You're a Navi. How about Misa Amen? How do you know one Amen can save your life? How do you know one Baruch Hu and Baruch Shemo can get you out of trouble? So how do we know? How many prayers Moshe Abraham Shalom prayed to Ribono Shel Olam with Hanan? How many? 515. So Ribono Shel Olam told them Rav Lach. So what does it mean Rav Lach?
One more you do.
So if you would do 516, then the Gezerah, the decree was cancelled. So one more tefillah, that was it. One amen, could get you stuck. One tefillah, miss one tefillah, Hashem Yasser. Happened to be, as you know, this Friday is Hilula Rabbeinu Harav Kaduri, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, Harav Yitzchak Kaduri. But there's an interesting ma'aseh by Harav Bava Sali. Rabbeinu Bava Sali Zatzal happened to be, there was a person that used to come to yeshiva and sell sefarim, holy books. So one day he comes to Rabbeinu Bava Sali and tells him that his daughter has been married for past 3, 4, 5 years. Unfortunately, have not been merited to have children. So Harav tells the man, tells the father, tell your daughter and your chatan to come to me. So they come, and Harav was busy with shiurim and so on. So he tells them to come to their office, and he tells them, just pay attention right now, listen carefully. I'm going to say, Birkat Talit, and you answer Amen. So, okay. So Harav takes his talit out. He says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Chiteshanu, V'Misvotav, V'Tzivanu, V'Hitatev, V'Tzitzit. And they both say, Amen. Amen, Seft, crisp. So Harav tells them, you can go. You go. We came here to get bracha. He said, you got your bracha. Go, go. Say, well, what are we going to do? He said, you call me. If you like, I'll be your sandak. Another 9 months for your boy, baby boy. They go home, and Yishtabach Shem Olad, she becomes pregnant. And 9 months later, Rabbeinu Bava Sali was the sandak of their little baby boy. One amen. And that's what exactly means. Vayar Moshe et haseneh, and Vayar Hashem kisal lirot. He put a step forward. There are many, many opportunities in life that, you know, you run, you're in a rush, you know, you're doing other things. But this is not the time to do these things. This opportunity to grab. Say, amen. One beracha in lachash. In halacha, brat. One beracha in lachash. You distracted. Your whole lachash is not accepted. One beracha. These are the opportunities that Chas V'Shalom should not take a lenient, you know, and you overlook. Hashem is like, Bezrat Hashem, we'll be focused to our tefillah. Answer amenim, Bezrat Hashem, and iskeh.
Amen.
Shetefillatenu yeh meruvah v'ratzon, Bezrat Hashem, amen ki ratzon.
Amen. Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.